just take a minute, okay? Look, you have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
Gotta scream!
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You'll have to see me forever.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
I'm sorry, in my book, that is rape.
Oh, rape humor. It never gets old.
Oh!
Do-do-do, life's good.
Babylon.
The cheese tax. The cheese tax. The cheese tax.
What it do? Welcome, 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 everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. You're listening live right now on twitch.tv/Jim and Them. Of course you are, because it's the Jim and Them 17th anniversary.
Woo!
And we are in the midst of a stream-a-thon. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're already 2 hours and 7 minutes in on the stream-a-thon. If you're listening on the podcast, tisk tisk. I hope you are there during the rest of the time as well. Even if you weren't there for the first few hours, I hope to see you in my future, which is now your past, because you're listening on the podcast. Or as I like to call it, the pod past.
Whoa!
Holy shit! So,
taking care of his nails.
This is just a little treat. Just so
sorry. We're all warmed up from a great streamathon that's already started.
We're starting the show eating brownies.
You should have heard the end of the last streamathon. Ben Gay, Ben A, Monet, John Monet.
Also, you can, shout outs to the motherfucking real ones in the chat. They've been there, they are there. Fan Saves Lives, is that you? That's not you, is it?
That's me.
Oh, okay. Of course, we got Mike in the chat.
I didn't know what the fucking guy was talking about, so I asked him.
44 in the chat right now, popping off. Mimo Peepaw?
Mimo Peepaw, real one. Employee 75, sure. 10 pairs of Jordans, living collar.
Mike DB Deathlords in the house.
Scruffy the dog?
Of course, we got Stacks. We got all the realists of the real. You know it. You know them. You love them. Twitch.tv/Jim and Them. And of course, well, Jim and Them has a YouTube. We're not live on YouTube. Jim and Them has a Kick. We're not live on Kick right now. Because it's the stream-a-thon.
It's solidarity of the chats. Get to know us.
Yeah, get to know us. Become one with your boys. Let's see. You can call in. You can interact with us, your hosts. You can give us a call at
701-214-5941.
Yes, and of course, Jim and Them on Skype, bitch. Also for the streamathon, we have the motherfucking Zoom. If you want to be in, I guess you could be in through the Skype as well. If you want to be in the chill zone, brought to you by Sprite Chill.
Yes.
The coldest beverage ever.
Yeah, it's Sprite. They got all their R&D together.
You have to maybe hear that sound. Buy a Sprite Chill off Amazon.
They got their R&D department together and they came up with a formula that has created the coldest drink ever made. So thank you so much, Sprite Chill, for providing the beverage that I like to sip on when I am in the chill zone.
Absolutely. And you're always in the chill zone, if I don't say so myself, Mike.
Thanks, dude. Not that I'd care either way.
That the coldest drink was my my mother-in-law's piss.
Whoa!
Oh, shit.
Fucking cold bitch.
Ha-cha-cha.
She never loved me. Also, I'm not married.
17 years. Made her up for comedic effect.
Oh, yeah, comedy. I'm so glad I planned to do comedy instead of raising a family.
People need to call in and tell us their favorite memories of us. It's been 17 fucking years.
Yeah. I mean, apologies. We're enjoying some celebration brownies right now, courtesy of Jeff's mom.
Oh, yeah. We had two
special brownies, you know. Cream cheese brownies, my favorite.
Special. You know, that means extra sugar.
Extra sugar. She had a little kiss on top.
It's an Empire Records joke for all the Empire Records heads out there.
Oh.
I like how for 2 hours, we didn't eat directly into the mic. Then we're like, show's starting. Yop,
yop, yop. Yeah, you want a chewy brownie?
Brownie time.
Have you seen the Got Milk commercial? Well, this is Got Cum.
Whoa. I wish I got cum.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Appreciate
delicious
it, Mom.
Brownies. They're rich. They're a little rich.
Every time you've ever brought something in that your mom made, it's always been very good.
Yeah, it's always very good.
Thanks.
Hats off to the chef.
Hats off to you. Rats off to Jeff's mom.
If you're listening on the podcast, we got a lot of things coming up on the Streamathon, sorry to say.
I'm also apologetic about that.
We've got we got videos, we got memories, we got a script reading of a Jim and Them's reboot special.
Ooh,
all those will not be on the podcast.
Yep.
So
you gotta be here.
You've known about this for weeks, months.
Yes.
But you be an adult and suck my dick. How about that?
Jeff Stone, streamathon mode.
It's the podcaster. What are they going to do about it? Not hear any of the amazing stuff we have lined up for them?
That's a good point. You guys have had weeks and weeks and weeks to take all your work off and cycle steroids. And
I got the directions from All Madness 96 right here.
Yes,
Mall motherfuckers
Madness
watching
96.
Fucking X-Men 96. Why don't you play Mall Man 96, you fucking
cowards. You goddamn coward. What are you, a Morlock?
But before we get into any of that, we need to get into this Diddy beating up his girlfriend.
Dude,
video.
Isn't that video insane?
It's so weird. Because Kristen sent this to me earlier, and
I also sent it to the group chat.
Yeah, I saw it after, and I guess it does show that how powerful this guy was. Because how the fuck did this not come out before?
Yeah, it's because this is almost 10 years ago. It's like eight and a half years ago, something like that.
Yeah, what is this, 2016?
Yeah.
So, yeah, what? Jim and Them were celebrating only their 9-year.
Wow.
He used his Batmobile money that year. He couldn't wear the suit.
Well, this was when he was still the Joker, I'd imagine.
2016. I don't even think he was the Joker.
I don't think he was the Joker yet.
No, I'm just saying he was that's his Harley Quinn, and he's the Joker. So he beat the shit out of her.
Yeah.
I mean, we love when the Joker beats the shit out of Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah, and then he becomes Batman in that terrible heavy metal Batman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that Hellraiser Batman.
I tried to read it. It's one of the. It's like Todd McFarlane wrote it. But he didn't draw it!
New surveillance footage obtained exclusively by CNN appears to corroborate some of the allegations of abuse against music mogul Sean Diddy.
Have you
Combs.
Seen it yet, Jeff?
Yeah, I know.
The video, captured on multiple cameras.
Still it's has even, socks on.
Yeah, it's even more brazen that he's running out in a towel.
Yeah.
He runs out in a towel, just openly in the hallway. Yeah. I mean, beat your girlfriend behind closed doors like a normal person.
Yeah,
he's
stomping. He literally does the like walk up to the person on the ground, stomp him out thing. Like it's crazy.
Assaulting his then girlfriend Cassie Ventura in a hallway
kicks
at a Los
butt.
Angeles hotel in March 2016. A lawsuit filed by Ventura in November last
Randy
year
laid there
and
like
settled
a slug.
The next day. Referenced actions that seem to match those seen in this video.
It's crazy.
There is no audio. According to the complaint, Combs became extremely intoxicated and punched Miss Ventura in the face, giving her a black eye, which, according to the lawsuit, prompted Ventura to try and leave the hotel room. The surveillance.
So he already punched her before this. Okay.
Well, yeah, so she had two of them, a black eye and a black guy.
Black guys, black eyes, realize.
Black eyes, black guys.
I'd rather be killed by Diddy than judged by 12. I'm just thinking of other Wigger sayings.
Wiggerisms.
Well, because I saw, I think someone mentioned in the piss cord, like, or they shared a tweet where someone was like, oh, maybe they're just releasing this to make us forget about the other allegations. I was like, nah. I don't know about that, because this actually makes me believe the other allegations even more than I ever believed them before.
All this does is make everything anyone's ever said about him sound instantly true.
It would be hilarious, though, if you were like a child sex trafficker and you're like, ah, fuck, they're finding out. Put out the video of me beating up my girlfriend.
They're saying I'm gay.
I just want to be Ray Rice. I don't want to be Epstein.
Could a gay guy beat the fuck out of a lady? I don't think so.
I think the reality of what happened here is that, or why this is back, is because we finally, like, We were distracted by Drake and Kendrick Lamar. That was the distraction. We stopped talking about Diddy for like a month because of that.
That's true.
And then all of a sudden that died down, and now we're back to Diddy again.
I've been so preoccupied with those two that I almost forgot.
Now, wait, why is he K-Dot, by the way?
I think it's just like Kendrick Dot Lamar. It's nothing.
Why would it be? What is he, got a work email? Why is it?
Well, why is it?
It's a fucking awesome joke.
He's emailing Weezy F Baby.
Hit me at k.lamar at k.com.
Chat, do me a favor. Somebody remind me at the end of the show when we're saying favorite part of the show that Jim just made that joke, because I know I'm not going to remember this. Please, for the love of God, someone.
Let me see. Why is he K-Dot? Not to be off topic of the monster that P. Diddy is.
I'm sure it's literally just like he used it to rhyme one time.
Well, it's kind of like
K-Dot Lamar.
Yeah, kind of like how Lil Wayne was Toonchi.
Yeah.
And it was just because, what, his grandma called him that or something like that?
Yeah, they always got 70 names, these guys.
These guys?
Calm the down. Greatest alive, the greatest rappers alive. I love all the rappers.
Oh, a stage name he adopted during his high school years. The reason behind this nickname is rooted in his early days as a rapper and his desire to stand out in the hip-hop community. Here's a breakdown of the reasons.
Ooh, did you see, speaking of, not to go off topic, but Fred Durst in 89 rapping, like, rippity-rapping on,
whoa,
like, public
what?
Access. He has parachute pants
Remember that for the stream-a-thon later.
During his time in high school, Kendrick Lamar started using the stage name K-Dot. He would freestyle for his classmates, and his performance caught the attention of fellow student Dave Free. Oh, that's the father of his child.
I feel like he stands out more by using his name and not a rap name.
Maybe because he was young, he was like, oh, I need a rap name. Oh, okay. And then he realized, like, well, no, I'm the culture. Yeah. I'll just use my name.
Yeah, he's thinking, he's like, I'm the culture.
Wait a second. I'm the culture.
Wait a minute.
It's
the culture is me? I am the culture? The early adoption of the name K-Dot laid the foundation for his future identity as an artist. Choosing a stage name is an important aspect for any artist, and Kendrick Lamar wanted a name that would set him apart from others. By adopting the moniker K-Dot, he created a distinct and memorable... I don't know if it'd be memorable. Oh, is that Dot guy?
What?
Some Dot?
Something like that? Drake Cope. You're still Drake Coping.
No, it's not even Drake Cope. I'm just... because, first of all, you don't even like Kendrick Lamar. I just hate Drake.
Yeah.
I love Drake.
But you're
I used to.
Oh. But the only reason why I even have a minuscule amount of Drake Cope is because of people like you.
Yeah.
Because I haven't listened to Drake in like a decade.
Yeah, and that's Drake's fault.
Yeah, but I don't care either. Like, I know a lot of people like that. I don't blame just him. I blame the masses, because everyone likes his shit.
I don't know. I don't think anyone got his last album.
But, I mean, he's been on top of the industry for over a decade.
Yeah,
I don't know. Sounds like Drake.
What do you mean? I don't know. Just look at the numbers. Just look at him.
He's a pedophile.
Yachty even already said, I've been keeping an eye on this. Yachty said that people are already rooting against Drake before it even started.
Yeah.
And if there's one person whose opinion I'm going to trust, it's Lil Yachty.
Yeah. Lil Boat. Yeah. And that's another good name he goes by, and that's way better than K-Dot. I'll give you that.
Lil Boat?
Lil Boat.
No, I like Yachty better.
I don't like any of it.
Yeah, but I'd rather be a yacht than a Lil Boat.
But he goes,
yeah.
Lil Boat.
Oh, no, I don't like when he does that.
Okay, but I mean, I guess it doesn't make his testimony anymore.
Damn. I'm just saying, I don't like when he does that now that I'm hearing. You're telling me this for the first time.
No boat.
It never occurred to me that yachty was the word yacht. I always just thought of it as like nonsense word.
Yeah. No, little gala.
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of yeet.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm a Jey Uso guy.
Yeah.
Now, maybe this was just written by AI, but I feel like this is how, like, Kendrick fans talk, though, too, because it's, like, they're breaking down the name K-Dot, like, symbolic representation. Oh,
yeah. No.
The name K-Dot can also be seen as a symbolic representation of Kendrick Lamar's artistic journey.
This is 100% written by a person.
The K-Dot, K-Dot represents his birth name, Kendrick, while the dot signifies a desire to make a mark in the music industry.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, all right, what are
yours
we doing?
Yours was a better explanation. Yeah. It's his work email.
Yeah.
It's a way better explanation than like, but this is for sure like a J. Cole fan, a Kendrick fan. It's like, yeah, you don't get it, man. J. Cole got off real easy. We all called him a bitch initially, and then we just forgot about him.
I think too easy, though. I think that's going to come back around on
Kanye was the only one that went after him for no reason again.
I think that's going to come back around because now, like, the running joke right now is that, J. Cole was smart for bowing out, which I guess, but also it's still kind of like in the back of your mind, I guess he was always thought of as a pussy. So maybe it doesn't matter. Hmm. Maybe what I'm saying doesn't matter. Cause usually it's like, oh, but he's a pussy though. You're not supposed to be a pussy in hip hop.
Well, he always wasn't like he is the conscious rapper where Drake does sometimes posture like he's tough. So it is funny, I guess, that he had to stick around. I mean, Drake couldn't not respond. I feel like, right. I don't know. I don't really care anymore at this point. Yeah, like,
no one really does anymore. Everyone just...
That's how I felt about Diddy up until now. We have footage of him kicking.
Well, that's why, now we're back to Diddy. Diddy back in March of 2016.
It's so crazy. 8 years
up. I mean, if we could relate it back to Jim and them, what was our episode we put out this week?
Ooh, yeah, I'm curious.
He was beating out his
Diddy
his wife.
Broken legs. Recap.
No, this was like 5 years after the broken legs. Hold on, I gotta find it.
So maybe he really did do that shit.
I don't know if he knocked down the towers, but I'm sure he broke down. I'm sure he broke some little kid's legs.
I think he probably broke some baby's legs, but I doubt he knocked down the twin towers.
Legs.
I think he probably broke some.
But he might
legs.
Be involved.
Man, we sound great.
Yeah, we do. We sound awesome.
He might be involved with like maybe the bombing of WTC though, the original one, the first one.
Yeah. Or he was. What was that one in Texas? There was a Unabomber.
That's not it. Well, that's Ted Kaczynski.
Waco.
You're thinking of no. That's
thinking
the FBI blew up the guys. You're thinking of the Oklahoma City bomber.
Yeah,
and the FBI
am.
Also did that.
Well, I think Diddy did them both.
Okay.
The day this happened, we did post an episode. It was 4:36, part one. Titled, It's Not You, It's Me, Snooch to the Nooch.
And that's so funny because that's still...
I remember... That
I don't know the reference.
There was an episode where... Like, ironically, we started talking like Jay from Jay's
Well, I was
Bob.
Just going to say, because of course, 2016, that's still way too late to do Snitch to the Dude.
I think that's why we were doing it.
Yeah, for sure. And what was the title again? It was...
It's Not You, It's Me, Snooch to the Nooch.
That's how you break up with
Maybe
someone?
Maybe we were breaking up with Kevin Smith or something.
Oh,
no,
shit.
No, we still carry
we're,
the
no,
we're the
we're
only
We're K. Smith apologists.
Apparently, we were discussing the All Deaf Movie Awards because this is in light of the Oscar controversy. I assume that was Oscar So White. The All Deaf Movie Awards have sprung up overnight. Who was nominated and who won? The Ghostbusters reboot trailer was released.
Uh-huh.
And then, Jay and Silent Bob Chronic Blunt Punch. Kevin Smith launches a campaign for a Jay and Silent Bob video game.
Oh, I remember that, which, by the way, that did not happen.
The video game. It
so he
happen,
had to,
huh?
He had to self-fund.
He did crowdfunding, yeah.
Yeah, he did it. He self-funded a way smaller version of the game, released it to zero fanfare, and it's on sale constantly on PSN.
Okay. Anyways, all right. So back to Diddy being a monster.
Yeah.
Video obtained by CNN begins as she enters the hallway.
Honey,
the complaint
you forgot
says
your power cord.
As she exited, Mr. Combs awoke and began screaming at Miss Ventura. He followed her into the hallway of the hotel while yelling at her. The complaint goes on to say he grabbed her. and then took glass vases in the hallway
and threw them at her in the surveillance video.
Combs can be seen grabbing Ventura.
So is this a situation where, I mean, I guess if he has the penthouse, does he have this whole floor or something? What is... Although, I guess if I heard a ruckus, I wouldn't go looking what was going on.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know. I bet you it's like a combination of like other people up here also might be up there for like rich person reasons.
Maybe just his posse as well. Yeah. Anyways, his
entourage. You don't tell on each other.
Oh, did he? Because he's up to his old hijinks again.
Because this is just like in the lobby. It looks like it's the sixth floor.
Yeah.
So it's not even like that high. I mean, I guess it depends on how many floors are on this hotel. Yeah. But I just can't imagine like someone isn't like, hey, what's going on over there? He's like, get the fuck back in your hole. Yeah. And he starts screaming at him.
When you hear something that aggressive, you're going to get some of the tough guys, but then you're also going to like get some of the people like, fuck that. I don't want anything to do with that. It's when you hear something like kind of in the middle that people start trying to get involved.
So yeah, but I don't. If you heard someone throwing vases outside, I guess would you go investigate? Or I guess you just call down front desk.
Yeah.
Hey, there's some maniac beating up a woman.
I bet that's why the footage is so easy to find because a thousand people called.
Yeah. Throwing her to the
ground. They're on the sixth floor underground.
As Ventura lies on the ground, Combs then kicks her.
When he drags her too. That's like a cartoon.
That's
like
a cartoon. Back to the hotel room.
But yeah, he does like two yakuza
Ventura
kicks.
Ventura is seen picking up a hotel phone. Combs seems to walk back to the hotel room.
Dude, remember fucking the video of Jonathan Majors?
Yeah.
People were acting like what he did is what this is.
Oh, yeah.
When he was just running from someone for 20 minutes.
I get he did like kind of grab her and like put her in the truck in that video. Like he grabbed her, like picked her up, and then he was running away, and everyone was like, we're taking your life away.
Yeah, no more.
You're fucked we're taking forever.
You thought you were the culture. You thought you were J-Dawg for a second.
Now you're J. Cole.
Yeah, irrelevant. Now he is J. Cole.
I got to give him props. How the fuck did he keep that towel on when he was all that? Dude, sometimes I'll walk like 10 feet and my towel's falling
off.
Exactly. This guy's doing fucking like... Like MMA moves.
He just has it knotted and jammed up his ass. It's right up the old pooper.
Then returns and appears to shove her in a corner. Moments
bitch,
later,
take the
he
stairs.
Can be seen throwing an object in her direction.
Yeah, Jesus
According
Christ,
to Ventura's now settled lawsuit,
oh, look
the
at
pair
him.
Began dating several years after they met in 2005. They parted ways in 2019. Combs' attorney said the decision to settle was in no way an admission of wrongdoing. Ventura declined to comment on the video, but her attorney told CNN the gut-wrenching video has only further confirmed the disturbing and predatory behavior of Mr. Combs. Words cannot express the courage and fortitude that Ms. Ventura has shown in coming forward to bring this to light. The video hasn't been seen publicly
before, and comes
on the heels of a series of civil lawsuits alleging Combs' involvement in sex trafficking and sexual abuse.
Here's him looking like a weird priest.
Yeah, everyone's trying to take pictures of his chains.
I'm in a cult.
Yeah, and he's in like a kimono.
I could kill someone in the street and nothing would happen.
I did it yesterday. There's video proof.
Disturbing audio from the E-Red carpet is he said he did all this to all of us. And we just were listening to Danny Kane and shaking our little bum bum.
Here is him proclaiming his guilt and us ignoring it and saying, where'd you get those chains from?
You can see in the footage he holds up a cylinder and flashes the memory out of everybody. He calls it his neuralizer. It's his ace in his pocket.
Repeatedly denied. In a December 2023 statement, Combs responded to the claims in all the lawsuits saying, sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday.
Okay, yeah, what did he say before? Okay, enough is enough. For the last couple of weeks, I've sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation and my legacy. Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for the truth.
That's
Sean
so
Diddy
funny.
Combs.
Back in December, and then that was before any of the shit dropped, really.
Well, what he says is he didn't do any of the awful things being alleged. In his eyes, he wasn't doing anything awful. He was fucking kick ass.
Yeah, no, he was
He's
just
like, I did all the kick ass video. Yeah, I did all that. That was kick ass. I didn't do any of the awful things.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now.
I'm sorry. Is it awful to do you?
Well, he should be like, I'm sorry. Have you ever seen a biopic about a musician? Yeah. I'm doing what they do.
I'm walking the line right now.
There's always the scene where they beat up their wife. Yeah. But later we're like, oh, he feels sad about it.
Who among us famous musicians haven't had a dark period where we beat our wives, rip a sink out of the wall or whatever?
Let me be absolutely
I'm Batman, and
clear.
I'm saving the writer's strike.
Yeah, anyways, I ended the writer's strike, and I used to be the Joker, and now I'm Batman.
Yeah.
Any of the awful things being alleged. CNN.
What if he is the guy that could have died a villain, but he's lived long enough to become the hero?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Was that what he was going for? Am I just now putting together what he was going
for? Was Two-Face talking about P. Diddy all along?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, Jay-Z was talking about him.
Oh, shit.
On that Drake album, Full Circle.
Oh, yeah.
Drake was trying to tell us.
Has reached out to representatives for Combs for comment.
This is us giving him the key to the world.
Yeah. I mean, he looks like a comic book villain. Like, look at that picture of him. It's like, but he had a dark secret. And he's like, it has a red room where he cuts ladies up.
Zack Snyder's Kingpin.
Yeah.
Kind of a picture like a Sean P. Diddy Combs type.
Wow, Zach, you're telling me this for the first time?
Wow, Zach.
You were going to have P. Diddy be the kingpin in, I guess, a Marvel movie? Incredible.
Then, of course, so that means I think we're re-examining her talking about the abuse.
Because
I think this is older anyways. This has been out.
Sure. This is just like people going like, let's go back and see what she said. Yeah. And now that we believe her, you know, now that we believe this woman that's been saying this for 10 years, we should go and listen to her.
Turns out she was yapping about this bunch. We just
texting
tuned her out.
Another man. We was in Miami. It got really crazy.
Well, to be fair, why is she texting another brother?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was like, help, help. This guy's going to kill me. And he's like, what the fuck?
What are you doing?
I'll show you. Kill you.
What are you snitching?
Here's a vase. kind of a lame beat down too. He kicked her in the ass twice and like threw a vase at her.
I think he also
is he like Scarlett O'Hara?
I think he pulled out a revolver and when he pulled the trigger, a flag that said bang came out of it.
True, yeah.
That's very Joker-esque.
Yeah. True. He had gas turned, she died.
We was in Miami. It got really crazy that time. We was upstairs and he had like
we was like fucking his shit.
We were in his closet and he like pushed me and I fell to the ground and
big closet
and then he like stood over me, so I was like laying on my back and
I
want
to beat this bitch
me.
Listen here, try to tell a story.
And he started like punching me like this, like he avoided my
like
face,
an MMA
he,
mount
like, started punching me like on the
side. Oh dude, because he was trying to make sure she didn't have bruises on her face. So he was just punching her in the side of the head.
I imagine like the Christmas Story fight where he's like
maybe he had reason to believe she's a Frankenstein and he was checking for bolts.
Yeah,
he was checking for
true.
Neck bolts.
I think that could be
are you the monster
he was
are
checking
you?
For neck bolts or for the like the lightning wings that go up Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, he was doing due diligence.
He's like, a lot of people call him Frankenstein.
I mean, a lot of Frankensteins have been entrapping famous guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And trying to get
Travis Barker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Side of my head, and I was just like covering my face. And then after he got done doing that, he like stomped on my stomach.
Jesus.
Like really hard. And I like took the wind out of my breath. I couldn't even.
This sounds very
breathe.
Plausible based on what we just watched.
No, yeah. This absolutely happened.
He kept hitting me, and I was like, please.
Oh, maybe that's why
like,
he's kicking her in the ass, because he didn't want to bruise her up.
He kept, like, doing, like, he just kept going, woo, and then marching around like this, and I didn't know why.
Yeah.
Then he hit me with a guitar.
Then he took a self-bump for some reason after doing a victorious march.
It was at that point he donned the crimson mask.
He started running the ropes, and I didn't know why.
Just, can you stop? I can't breathe.
From the chat, I'm glad Five On It is playing in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
So that shit makes me want to puff up.
Exactly.
I got Five On It. And he beat me all night.
Well, because it's the new creepy music ever since, what was it, Us? Ever since Us came out. Now it's the creepy music. Yeah. Although they're not even using the creepy remix of it. They're using
the
regular
funky
one.
Yeah.
Breathe. And he like stopped for a little bit. He like grabbed my hair from the
he
back.
He like did
and
a
like
shimmy
this,
and then he kneed me in the face.
Like punching the back of my head. because he was just avoiding my face when he was like hitting me.
That's kind of that's way more diabolical, yeah, by the way.
Because it shows that you're not only a monster, but like you know what you're doing is awful, so you're trying to do it in a way where there's as little recourse as possible.
Just holding her down and pinching her. Tapping her on the chest. Oh, is this bothering you?
Waterboarding her.
Yeah, just pinching like her thighs and shit. Ow. Like no one's gonna see this.
Little horse bites.
Just giving her paper cuts on her leg.
Arctic Rabbit, come on. What happened? Said, fuck. Didn't know it was only Twitch.
Brother man. He thought we were. He was just
we've been telling
around.
You. We've
been saying for weeks. We want to come. We want to make sure the chat is all one chat.
Yeah, but we got 60 people in here.
But you know what? You made it. That's all that matters. The past is in the past. You made it. Thank you for coming through.
You're like us with 17 years of gold. You made it.
You have to stay now in solidarity for the entire thing.
Ooh, yeah, you have to stay the whole time.
Who Brady did Lynch, anyone do that last time?
Thank you for hopping, dropping some more donations on us. Much appreciate it.
There must have been someone that tried to do the whole thing. Did anyone make the whole
thing? Someone did try. Someone claimed they were going to try and do the whole. Was it like, was it Max Murder?
No,
couldn't have been Max.
No, I'm saying like there was people like there. Someone that was like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try. Like. I think it was someone. It was someone along, like someone that's not around anymore.
I think it was Pogax.
I would assume it would have been like Daewoo or something.
Daewoo probably gave it the old college try. No,
Daewoo like goes to sleep in the middle of our regular show.
That's true.
He's like, I got to take a shower and goes to sleep.
Hey, but he leaves that number in there.
Hey, I love Daewoo. He's always first.
Daewoo.
Yeah.
Whoa. I like what you did there.
Yeah, Joker.
He's
the inventor of Joker.
the Tyson fight's coming up, so. This fucking theatrics of their press conferences is going on.
Ooh, theatrics, you say?
What did you call me?
Like cool theatrics or like lame theatrics?
It's always kind of lame. Mm. Like they're never cool, but I guess it's just because, I don't know.
Only Connor.
You know what Connor was.
Yeah, the fuck is that guy?
Yeah. It is funny. Like it's still funny to me. Like when they're just randomly cursing, and I'm like, oh yeah, I guess it's like they don't care if they curse.
Oh yeah.
It still just sounds weird.
Yeah.
But it's tough to be like, oh, you're just kind of doing pro wrestling. You're doing like an iteration of pro wrestling. But then again,
but like a worse version because you don't know how.
They've always done that though, right? But, like Muhammad Ali and shit.
I mean, I don't think he was taking it from the WWE. He just knew like he could sell
his
personality.
This is literally like they're doing. Like,
this
styles.
Is literally guys that like hate wrestling, but then act like wrestling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also on the flip side of that, I hate when wrestling does their scrums or whatever.
Oh, to make it look real.
To like their dumb press conferences that like similar to like boxing or UFC or other sports will do.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was even talking to Kevin about this, it's so dumb that like. They kind of talk like how it's not real, but then they have to. It's like a half shoot, really.
Yeah. It's like a blurry kayfabe line but where then, it's like they acknowledge that it's not real, but then they also talk about the kayfabe reality both first and third person. It's kind of a weird mix.
But I also hate the report. Like these are reporters for like, ESPN or like. Or I guess quote legit sports sources, but they also have to kind of play along and be like,
it's a bunch of smarks.
So, wow, Roman Reigns or no, wow, Cody, your journey to get here or something or other. And then when Triple H is out there, Triple H is talking around it, but then he's also sometimes, in this business, that we call show.
Yeah. And Taker's like a half Undertaker gear, half biker.
He was talking about his appearance. He's like, I didn't realize how far I was going to have to run. I basically had to run like really, really far away because no one knew I was there and the lights were only going to be out for so long. So that's why I looked really winded and I was wearing normal clothes.
It was so bizarre that he was just, seeing people like defend it on social media, like the Undertaker thing, just the fact that he just looked like a guy. Because he's just wearing like a hoodie.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, no, because Undertaker's been on this like half biker era, half dead man. He's the dead man, but in his biker era. I'm like, he's not American
Badass.
It
made sense why he was there, but it did not make sense why he was dressed the way he was dressed.
I wouldn't even go that far. I guess I get it in the sense of WrestleMania because He's the guy that just stuck around forever. So everyone was like, well, you've been here. So
he was always, we like you. He was the locker room judge, man. If anyone's going to come in and put that final nail, it's
except
it's
we hate that era. So why would they even, why do we respect that?
Yeah, it's abuse.
Because that was, yeah, that's, if someone tried to be the locker room judge now, it would just be like, this is abuse. This is, you know, what they, well, this was years ago when they like fired Hugh Morris for hazing or something. Yeah. Or other. Humorous. That's his name.
Humorous. What? Oh, humorous.
In your career, are you going to actually fight a contender in your weight class and not do gimmick fights?
I think he just called Mike Tyson a gimmick.
Mike Tyson's 58 years old, or will be at the time of the fight. Yes. So as much as I respect Mike Tyson,
this guy's doing a bit. I don't like this guy.
I think they're all doing.
I think they're all in it. But yeah, they get some weird looking guy to be like, "You're old and washed up, and you're a loser. I'm some dumpy white guy."
Like he's asking a real question. Like, hey, like I'm gonna. It's a gotcha question, but also it's like we all know it's a gotcha question, and they're not going to take it seriously. So. To what ends are you even doing this?
I mean, yeah, I guess I appreciate the effort. Because, I mean, yeah, it is a legit question. Yeah, but then again, it's also like, I guess I get it. Because I was going to say, it's also like he's not a legit fighter. But I do feel like Jake Paul is always going on and on about that he is a legit fighter.
Yeah.
Even though it is just like sideshow boxing, basically. But then again, no one wants to watch real boxing. I don't want to watch real boxing anyways. So I guess... If I have to choose one, I'd watch this.
Sure.
I'd watch this or the like celebrity boxing they used to do.
Well, and if Tyson gets mad at this, he's just fucking, again, he's also faking it because, dude, everyone knows what this is. Don't pretend like an old man who used to be an amazing, like transcendent athlete in his sport is now boxing a kid. Like, yes, this is a gimmick fight. Everyone knows it's a gimmick fight. It's fine. It can be that. You can still say it's a credible one, but you don't have to pretend that it's not what it is. And to have him be like, whoa, you're saying Mike Tyson's a gimmick? It's like, well yeah, because if fucking Steph Curry went out and played Michael Jordan, no one would be like, wow, like this is like we're finally getting to see, like, because it's not Michael Jordan in his prime. We're not, like, we can't pretend that that's real.
I think it's probably young people, too, because I'm literally old enough to remember watching him just get bad. I watched him eat that ear or whatever and stuff, and then just, like, get knocked out a bunch. Like, I did. He was. I like Mike Tyson. Like, he rules. Like, I like now that he's just sort of a guy, but that I don't know. Who gives a fuck? Well, I'll watch on Twitter whichever one gets knocked out, which will
be neither.
Well, it's not Netflix,
so I'll watch it because it's not like an extra fee or anything from my understanding.
Oh, true. All right. So,
we'll watch it for the Patreon. That's what we'll do.
I didn't realize it was so far out, too, July 20th.
Yeah, July. Like, I thought, because someone in the chat said that, too. I think maybe it was Avalanche. It was like, I thought it already happened. I thought so, too.
I thought it was coming up at least, like, end of the month or something.
I didn't call you anything.
What did you call me?
I didn't call you anything.
Oh.
Thank you.
It's been 4 years.
He looks like,
a 58-year-old man, what you are.
Tyson looks like in Batman Begins when the guy sees Batman turning into a bat. You know that part when he like has this...
Yeah, like the scarecrow virus.
And all of a sudden he turns into a weird monster. Uh-huh. That's what Tyson looks like.
Yeah, he looks like he's turning into a vampire. I was going to say he's going to open his mouth and flies come flying out. People's like cancer gets healed.
In this sport, and I've done more to it than any boxer in the history of the sport. So in due time, sir... I will be fighting for a world championship,
Jake Paul
does
look like a vibe,
though.
And I
will be shutting you the f*** up and making you eat your own words. Just
But you're wrong. You're saying I will do the thing you're saying I should do.
That's true.
And that will shut. Like Jim, if I'm like, hey Jim,
hey, I'll do the gimmick fight and I'll do it great.
Stop doing this thing, and you're like, oh, eventually I will, bitch. And then you'll be like, whoa, I can't believe he stopped. It's like, yeah, I know. I'm literally saying, when are you going to have a real fight? And he's like, one of these days, motherfucker.
He looks like so swollen from roids because I imagine he had to put on a weight to fight Tyson, right? I don't. So like, he's like fucking roided up. What if he just knocks Tyson's head off? That'd be kind of awesome. I know everyone wants Tyson to win. Well, what if he just, his head went flying into the stands?
He gave the right answer in the wrong way. What he should say is, here's the thing. Boxing is a joke nowadays, And what I am doing is revitalizing the sport.
Which is true. Really
I'm reinventing it in my own image. This is the new boxing. Either come with me or live in the past. Yeah. And he kind of
white
said
boy
that.
Summer. He should have said white boy summer.
That's all he should have said.
But he said it in the like juggalo, like I'm paid though. I'm paid. Like what he like, you can give that answer and it's actually a good answer if you do it the right way and he bungled it.
Oh man. It would be great if he just came out in juggalo makeup to the ring. fucking Shaggy 2 dope and
abracadabra. Boom, shakajay.
Knocked out first round.
And I'm back
to the frame.
He does a punch that knocks out all three of them, like a Three Stooges punch.
Tons of fucking slow-mo shots of him just like getting his jaw broke, but he's wearing juggalo.
He goes out to the Oddities song.
Yeah.
Everyone comes see the greater show.
He fucking hits him like when you headshot in Halo and you like spin.
Yeah.
I've said this before, but the credit I give to Jake Paul is that if I had no knowledge of him, like if we didn't know he was some social media like nerd guy.
Yeah.
And he just popped up on TV as a fighter. I'd be like, oh, that's a boxer.
I think,
you know what I mean? He's probably on roids. You're right, Jeff. Yeah. But he is putting in work to do it.
Well, in like every clip I've seen of when he wins, he is doing boxing, whatever that means.
Exactly.
That's a great way to put it, though. He's doing boxing. I would agree. That's how I'd say it.
That's why that answer is almost the right answer. He almost gave the right answer.
You know, 100,000,000,000% this ends in, if they give one of them a win, it'll still just be like, go 12 rounds. It will be no one getting all the way knocked out.
They're both going to be like, I got respect for the man.
Yeah. They're going to give it to Paul, but it's going to be like, he didn't knock out Tyson.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to give the answer that, like, the young baseball guys go when, like, people get mad that they flip their bat and they're like, that's an unwritten rule. And he's just like, hey, old man, this is my game now. Get fucked. And you're like, I don't give a shit about baseball, but that answer fucking rules. Yeah. Like, that's what you got to do is go, hey, if that's what you think boxing is, then go cover that. Because this is I am the future of this. So what I'm doing the new way it should be done. And then just go like, don't act like he's acting extra defensive about it. Like he's guilty.
Like last week, there was like the biggest regular boxing fight. Do you guys know who was in it? Yeah.
I didn't even know what happened.
It was like two Mexican guys.
I didn't even know
what
happened. I was
going to say, it's probably some Mexican guys. But to what Mike's saying, it's just kind of like when everyone's like, hey, the Young Bucks, you can't keep jumping off the top rope all match. And they were like, fuck you. We're going to make our own wrestling federation. Yeah. And every match is going to be finishing moves constantly.
I mean, instead of drop toe holds, we have Canadian destroyers.
You like story? Fuck you.
We're all 5'8" and trans.
Just like the rest of these
old man.
I guess the other question is Netflix... Is Netflix devalue? Well, I guess boxing doesn't really have value anyways.
No, the only value.
They'll be able to say they'll go off the views that they never show anyone. They just tell us what they are, and they'll be like, the views are back. Boxing's back, and the home is Netflix.
Well, because I mean, even like, because before this, even the Jake Paul fights were still like part of some pay-per-view where you'd pay like $50-$60 for, and now you kind of... Like, is it similar, like, did the WWE Network devalue pay-per-views? Like they kind of
did. Yeah, they did, yeah.
But then again, it was also like they were going to go away. People were probably falling off of that anyways.
Yeah, its time had come. It would have come eventually anyway, so they kind of, like, got ahead of it.
They had to lose money on that end.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to just figure something out.
But that's, I mean, no one argues that novelty isn't the future of boxing because it's the only thing that anyone gives a shit about anymore.
Well, and the freak shows persist throughout time. Aeons, even.
Yeah, freak shows,
freak
baby.
Shows, we just change their name. We call it Downs for Love or whatever.
But the show remains the same. The freaks come and go, but the show never changes.
Is it Led Zeppelin hour already?
Oh, Stella got us Bean Boozled.
Oh,
with the fucked up, like, gross puke beans?
Yeah, I guess the jelly beans. Because I didn't know what it was. I was like, what is that?
Yeah, Bean Boozled.
But I guess it's what you
one
care.
One of them's just fentanyl.
Because, like, one is like, hey, is this lime or is this freshly cut grass? Is
this
toothpaste
is the one,
or is this blueberry?
Actually, look up Kid Pukes Bean Boozled. I'm sure we've watched this before, but it's a quick 10-second clip of Kid eating the wrong one.
Let me see.
Because one of them is vomit, and it's, like, atrocious. Oh, good call, Stella. Stella getting us Bean Boozled.
Yes, this one. 30
She's
seconds.
Also trying to find some plain wings for us to.
This is one of the best
fry.
Videos of all time.
Is there
audio, please?
Ready? 1, 2, 3. That's skunk spray.
No.
Oh.
Wait, I thought she got the bad one. Why did he do that?
It's a lingerer. It sneaks up.
There's more, too. Because he's gagging. I love that he's gagging, and it's like,
well, he's laughing, too. At first, he like spits out a little bit. She gets,
wait, so did they both got skunks?
They both got, maybe they got both some. Got wait, it. Go all the way to the beginning. Maybe they say which one they both have right. or something.
Okay, we got skunk spray or licorice?
They both got skunk
no,
spray.
No, I think the girl just got licorice, but just thought it tasted
got
bad.
Hyped up.
It
like when we were doing like shot roulette.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And he's just laughing because he thinks he has licorice.
That's skunk spray. Oh.
See, he's fine.
It's such a crazy angle, too.
It keeps going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, watching people puke is what, it's like what it never drops.
It's coming out of his nose.
It's never not funny. It's so funny.
One more time. History, all the way through.
If anything has taught anyone in 17 years of Jim and them, it's that people puking is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Even when it's not a baby. Baby's puking is extra funny, but
and
anyone
this one, it doesn't
puking.
Seem like you're going to get a puke.
And
he's,
he
like,
keeps
he's smiling. He's yeah, smiling he's up until he pukes. He's
and
like,
he pukes so much.
He's like, he starts to hack a little bit, and you're
yeah,
like,
he's like, but he's still looking at the camera all excited, and they go, whoosh.
For 7 seconds, he fits a lot of puke in.
Okay, we got skunk spray or licorice.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
I think he hasn't like fully chewed it yet. Oh. Okay.
No.
Oh no, licorice. Smiling.
Smiling, smiling.
Imagine being his sister too. She just laughs at him because that's what he could do. I knew that would be a big hit. I forgot we had never seen that before. But
God.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see if that happens.
Oh no,
that might wake us up though. If
yeah,
that
I'm scared. I'm scared of skunk spray now.
That's fucking
it's being
funny.
Boozled. That's for the streamathon, I imagine.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not for podcast
for
scum.
Oh shit, Stella has bean boozled us all.
Oh, my chest hurts.
Oh, that's so funny. I love people puking. That's so funny.
That one's just such a sneaky one.
Yeah. And he pukes in such a crazy, funny way.
That and babies, because babies like show no reaction and it's all.
Oh, yeah. The
babies puking is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Let me see. I think there's one other.
What if Mike Tyson just started throwing up? What did you say to me?
There's one other clip from. Oh, yeah. This is not something to be saying in this day and age when we're hunting down celebrity pedos, or we feel like every celebrity is a pedophile.
Okay.
You want to kiss me?
Indeed.
Huh? He said he wanted to kiss you. That's so ironic that he said that, because I saw a picture of him dancing at 16 doing a little dance on YouTube, and for some reason I had an erection.
That's good shit. That's good. That's
wait,
good.
What,
smack
where
talk.
Is he going with this?
What he's trying to do in his fucking retard brain is he's like, I saw this little scrawny YouTube dork dancing, but then he's like, and it made me horny.
I got a rager.
Mike Tyson rules. He also is probably on a bunch of mushrooms. He's
well,
a big mushroom
to,
head.
He, there was a classic, like older fight back in the day where he was telling a guy he's going to fuck him till he loves him.
Oh,
going to fuck you till you love me.
My defense is impenetrable. I will eat your children. Praise to Allah.
Yeah. I'll fuck you till
I'm
gonna
you fuck love you
me.
Till you love me. So I mean, I guess it is just a thing with him of like
that is
you're gonna
crazy.
Be my bitch, like almost like my prison bitch, basically.
It's
like,
almost like a podcast joke. He's like, I saw your little dork ass dance around. I got horny. I'm gay.
Yeah. I mean, he is a podcaster these days. Maybe he's picking up a thing or two from your old boys at gym and then.
Yeah, then
I'm gay. I'm Chinese. I'm gay. I'm Chinese.
I'm a gay Chinese man. And I got a gay Chinese erection with my little penis.
I'm from China and I'm gay.
I'm just hearing this for the first time. I'm sorry, I'm cold.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
I did everything right and I'm gay Chinese.
I'm gay Chinese. I'm Joe Pesci.
A little dance on YouTube, and for some reason I had an erection.
Everybody's so confused.
I like that he just chuckles to himself about it.
Well, because it doesn't make an ounce of sense.
No, it started out good. I saw you dancing around with your little twink body, and I got hard for a child. Hard for a child. Hard for a child. I've abandoned my boy. He starts doing fucking There Will Be Blood. That'd be good. It's a little Daniel Day-Lewis. Daniel Gay-Lewis.
Daniel Gay Chinese Lewis.
I take your dick and I drink it up. I drink your penis.
I suck it.
Daniel Gay Lewis.
I'm a finnerish, dude. Yeah, watch. We gotta watch There Will Be Blood in the last 4 hours of the podcast.
I was trying to see. I was like, might as well watch a little bit. Might as well watch more of this press conference. I'm trying to
find. I bet you anything that's worth watching has been picked clean, and it's going to be a waste for you to try and find something.
Well, I'm just saying we got time, so I'll listen to a little of it.
Oh, sure.
Here.
Brady's saying he's going to Gabe Day lose it. Gabe Day lose it. Gabe Day lose it. I messed up a bunch. I'm sorry.
Just the fact that he's taking the opportunity to fight me is. It's mind-blowing, you know, when you really think of it.
My mind is blown.
From a boxing perspective, it's like God status. There's never been anything like it before.
What does that mean?
Yeah, well, you know, good luck to you, gentlemen. Jake, hope you could take a hit or two, man. You know, you're going against one of the toughest hitters, but maybe a question for Jake. Do you really believe?
Learn to talk.
Give him hope, man.
Who are these idiots that walk up to the microphone?
You can't give a YouTuber hope.
Can't even talk like a human being.
The only thing the main thing I learned from like fight press conferences are from Kevin's the whole fucking show when he covered the CM Punk UFC fight press conference, and there was like nothing but retards going up and asking questions.
Yeah, would you ever fight one of them? Yeah. I love that. There's the undercard is these two ladies that are also up there. And did they get asked a single question?
They probably did. I was skimming through.
I'm sure some ladies went up and asked the ladies questions. But hey,
at this point, it's 2024.
Well, I like how it's laid out like it's a tag match. It's like Tyson and that
status.
Lady
it's never been anything
versus
like it before.
Jake Paul and some other lady.
Yeah, well, you know, good luck to you, gentlemen. Jake, hope you could take a hit or two, man. You know, you're going against one of the toughest hitters, but maybe a question for Jake.
He's like nervous. Toughest hitter instead of like you're the most fierce puncher or something.
It's like he's trying to like goof with a friend, but he's like, that's not your friend. That's Jake Paul, and you're at a press conference. Fucking just ask your dumb question.
Jake Paul looks like a dweebazoid. Look at him.
Yeah.
Do you really believe?
Give him hope, man. Come on.
You can't give a YouTuber hope at this point. It's 2024. Oh. So, Jake, do you think you could take a hit from Mike Tyson?
Dude, wearing a Tom and Jerry hoodie.
Oh, my God. That's totally the guy that would be wearing a Tom and Jerry hoodie, too. Fuck.
Yeah, look, they call him Iron Mike Tyson, but I'm Titanium Jake Paul.
Oh. Okay. All right. Good luck, gentlemen.
Dang.
Put that on a shirt.
Yes, Tom and Jerry on the back.
That answer was bussing.
We got another
TJ
one over
Maxx
here.
Hoodie on.
That's a whack response.
All right, good afternoon. Hello, Jake.
Oh, this will be good.
I'm Xavier. I'm from Queens. I'm 16, right? I grew up watching you and Logan. Thank you guys for, you know, making my childhood, right?
I mean, I guess I understand if you're nervous, so you put it in your phone, but it's weird to just go and do a Q&A, but to read it off your phone. Because the kids, for podcasters, he's reading this off of his phone.
Which you never know because he's doing a bad job.
Smart.
Like you mentioned earlier, Jake, you know, you got the high schoolers rooting for you. You know, I'm rooting for you. Mike, please don't kill me. thank you, guys. But my question to you, Jake, is for the youth that wants to pursue boxing and wants to pursue fighting but can't afford it, what do you think would be the best steps to take?
Watch Rocky.
Yeah, look,
this is like the Mind Con
working on getting more boxing bully gyms across the world. We have, you know, a partnership with a gym in Brooklyn.
Things
I don't know
make
if
me
you
think
could
of that. Remember the Chris Farley sketch where he's interviewing Paul McCartney? He's like, remember when you did that?
Yeah, the Chris Farley show. That's classic.
The song with. Did you like that or whatever?
Yeah.
Like,
that was awesome.
That was awesome.
He's like, yeah, I remember. He's like, that was awesome.
Like all these guys at the convention, like they get so nervous that they're just like, you're great. And how much dedicated
well, now,
wham?
Now that with hearing the question he asked, now I'm like, oh, he's reading this off his phone because they messaged him. They told him this is what you should ask because it's like setting up where he's now he's getting into his gym that they're opening up everywhere. And I'm sure like they're going to try to help like underprivileged kids learn to box or whatever the fuck.
Someone should ask Jake Paul how to get out of the dungeon without using the wizard's key.
Make it out there, but at all of our boxing bully gyms, people can go for free. But man, just do what you can. You can shadow box at home, work on your footwork, push-ups, pull-ups, continue to improve your athleticism. Mm-hmm. And if you're 16, you know, hustle. Sometimes to start off, you're going to be having to do two things, three things, working a job and hustling at
night.
Get
one of your brother's older friends to help you cycle steroids.
Start making TikToks. Start making Vines.
Make a TikTok when you're eight, and then, you know, I guess work at a supermarket.
Have your brother get so popular that you become popular and then act like that was never the truth. Never.
Yeah.
3 hours in the can, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, it feels like we've been doing this for 17 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
We're the Logan Paul of podcasters.
Yeah. When are we going to stop doing gimmicks like Streamathons, Mike?
Fucking Nebo.
You got another message from Kevin?
I'm going to do
advice and to just not stop, don't give up, and your opportunity will come.
Who's clapping for that?
Like,
I love it. This kid's an Asian kid, and someone in the YouTube chat's like Bruce Lee wannabe type.
Wow.
But it's not going. So, hello. Yeah.
Like a Mexican guy?
Yeah, it looks like
he's kind of like a. He's a
yeah. Like
he's
you
a
said,
Mayan,
I am doing a couple of things. I want, you know, I'm going to school, making music, trying to, you know, go into
although
the.
I guess he does have a Bruce Lee rapping. Haircut.
Please start rapping. That's like an Edgar haircut, though, that weird bowl cut Mexican guys get.
Who's Edgar?
Have you ever seen an Edgar? You've seen it, you just don't know
it. Why is it called an Edgar?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's just this weird, like, bowl cut Mexican guy.
It must be referencing someone, I would think, then.
Edgar J. Hoover.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could be.
Famously a Mexican.
Military at the same time. So boxing is kind of like, I'm trying to, you know, juggle it, you know? I actually, you guys, Logan and Jake, you guys both know Milton, right? I was training under him at one point. But, you know, eventually the money gets
see, now,
to you. So
this is the other guy that's like overly familiar in a way where it's like.
Now he's too comfortable.
Guys, go up, ask a question, get an answer. Thank you. Goodbye. Like,
what
the mediators need to do a better job in situations like these.
How do you get that confidence? Because so I will barely go and ask a question at a Q&A.
Being involved at conventions.
Yeah.
And helping. So I help MC the big panels we have where it's like, hey, here's the big giant voice actors or some of the like the bigger guests. And a huge part of that is making it super clear. If you guys come up and talk into this microphone, the second I say you're done, you're done.
Yeah.
And I like to the point where you basically one of the things I've had to do is make them afraid to come up because at the end of the day, it's I always call it like it's the online poker thing where online poker, everyone goes all in. It's going all because the money's not real. You don't need a huge amount of real money. You just need a tiny bit, something to make it not online poker. And then people take the money seriously. You have to do the same thing when you have people coming up and asking these people questions is when you're emceeing one of these things. I'm up there standing on a stage with a bunch of people that are arguably, they are this convention's like big ass fucking A-list celebrities. And if some idiot comes up and rambles on or doesn't get to the question or everybody's looking at it going, huh? And I don't like either move it along or nicely take a jab at them to keep it going and to make people realize, hey, if you go up there and act like an idiot, this guy's going to make fun of you. Then people just get extra confident, like you're saying, and they go up there and they're just like,
well, because this guy,
I'm just some kid. Like, hey, I bet you, do you know this guy? Like, here's the thing. And it's like, no, that's not what you're here for. Ask your fucking question and move along. And you have to be super good about that or else this is the shit that you get.
Well, he started fine because he was kind of nervous. So he's reading off his phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, you know what? This was a good strategy because he did a quick thing like, oh, I followed both you guys. Big fan. Got to his question. And then it was almost like, since it went well, he's like, I can do this shit now. I can go off the cuff.
And that's when the guy standing there with the mic taps him on the shoulder and says, okay, thank you. And that you got to do that or else you're just going to get people up there rambling.
The balls on these people.
You got to have a guy there that just goes up and say, hey, that's a female. And knocks him out. Just fucking believe knocks him right out.
Well, I'll have my team get your contact after. Really? And I'm going to send you a bunch of gear and stuff.
Really? Thank you.
A bunch of coke.
Although, good for him. He got some free shit out of it. Yeah. That's why. But that, see, that encourages it. That's why people are like, I'm going to go up and tell my story.
I don't know if that's their angle, though. I feel like that gives the awkward people on the line too much credit. I think that's more Jake Paul being like,
no, I'm not saying it gives. I'm not saying that that was premeditated, but I'm saying that emboldens the rest of the line behind him now.
Oh, like, no. And that's another thing. I've noticed that, again, being a guy that has to MC these fucking things is one guy does one thing or one person asks for a hug in a weird way or brings up a picture.
Or can you talk to my friend real quick? Dude, my friend's on FaceTime.
And there's always like, hey, it's my friend's. And then someone on stage goes like, let's have a fun thing. And then it's fucking open season and you have to shut that shit down super fast. And it sucks because you have to be straight up bad guy. But you basically have to bad cop so that the celebrities on stage
can cop.
And it doesn't just turn into, hi, call my friend. Hi, call my friend. Hi, sign this for me. Hi, here's a story about a time I saw you in public. Do you remember? Like it just turns into all that shit. Anytime anyone does it, everyone behind you goes, shit, should I try that? Should I do this thing? Or they try to do the like, okay, what's a bigger version of that? What can I do that's like crazier than that?
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
It's more of like a people's conference, you know,
forgive me. I'm an old dude. This is new.
This is wild, right? Netflix. Netflix wasn't even a thing when you were fighting.
Oh,
this fucking loser.
In a big way, yes.
Very big.
Yes, 270 million subscribers worldwide.
Yes, and we have
them all.
Shut up.
Yes. Mm. Most watched combat sports event of all time.
I agree.
Yes. Awesome.
July 20th, AT&T Stadium. I do think we have room for one more fan question. Do we have room? No, Mike is waving me off. All right.
She's like, no, fuck
sorry,
that.
Sorry, guys, we don't have time.
Because that whoever waved him off, it's because they knew, man, the floodgates have been open.
Yeah, we gave out gear.
Jake Paul gave shit out. They're going to ask for some shit.
The next five people are going to tell a sob story and try and get Jake to give them things.
That kid looks good.
Yeah, what did the little kid ask?
Who would train me better, Jake?
Welcome back.
It's probably a dumb meme kid.
Oh, of course.
We're going to take some questions from the fans, so I can't vouch for these. I don't know how crazy they're going to be. And we've got a young boy right over here. So you're up first, my man.
Yo, I'm Kale Martin, and I'm a big fan of both of y'all. You guys are both fucking legends. And I just want to, like...
Okay.
It is kind of funny.
It's try hard. This kid's hamming it up.
It is, but it's still kind of funny,
but
though.
But if that was your friend and you're 11, he's what the fuck is up?
You'd be fucking geeking.
No, that's us in a subway.
That's true, but I'm not his friend, so I'm just sitting here going, like,
rolling my eyes. You're just an old head. Unk over here hating on fucking a young bull.
You're definitely in unk mode right now.
I am in unk mode.
Hating on this little kid.
Let it be known that I'm always saying that I hate when little kids ham anything up.
No, you love when little kids throw up ham.
No, let this little Chucky doll have fun.
I hate when kids ham it up.
Yo, what the fuck's up, my N-words? It's me.
Where's your mother at?
My mother? Yo. Mike, how would you like compare Jake to boxers in the 90s? And Jake, how do you foresee young boxers like me coming up?
Good question.
Well, Jake is his own person. He's not like anybody else but him. He started this YouTuber stuff out and he made it successful. And we're going to see how far it's going to
take
him.
Mike has no idea what's going on.
Who would train me better, Jake or you, Mike?
Definitely me.
Mike's loving it.
It's so funny that someone just paid Tyson to wear their law firm shirt.
Yeah. Oh, you know it's from here in town, right?
Yeah.
I assumed. Yeah. That's so funny.
It's the same one that I've like noticed Super in front Bowl of commercial. Our movie trailers. It's like it's got Julia Roberts' brother.
Oh, the Hollywood trailer. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the same. It's the same place.
Jay, what do you think of that?
I think older fighters have more heart and balls. And weren't afraid, but I think the newer fighters have more skill and technique and are sharper. So that's why I'd be a better coach.
Yeah, tight shit. So you think he has bigger balls? Who do you think's got a higher body count? What's your body count, Jake? What's your body count?
This is so premeditated.
This kid sucks.
This kid rocks.
He's like, who's got the bigger balls?
Yeah, I want to know what this kid's Twitch channel is.
This kid's just like, I'm saying things that kid doesn't normally say.
Okay, so you're going to watch Cruisin' 96 with Lil Jim doing this thing.
Yeah.
This exact thing.
That's what Lil Jim would be doing.
This kid is the rated R movie where the dogs talk or the kids say things they shouldn't say and no one likes them or thinks they're funny. He just happens to be doing it on stream. It's not.
I
want to
know this kid's TikTok. No, I want to follow him. He rocks.
Yeah, we got to get him with the guy with the long neck and the Bill Clinton guy.
It's performative nonsense.
No, this kid's just doing him.
He's having fun.
Let the young bull eat.
Yeah, no. Sometimes you got. Yeah, come on, Unk.
Unk Cobra.
You gotta let
here.
These young bloods come up. You gotta let them learn.
Nah. Damn, Unk.
Yeah,
Unk always be hating.
This is fucking lame.
That's definitely an Unk trait, by the way, is to be hating on the young kids, yeah, like young bloods.
You just hollering at them. You got a mustache
an
now.
Unk trait.
You look like Drake's
actually. Yeah,
dad.
Do I have to wear a mustache now?
I picture the white Drake's dad. He has you have like one of those little knit beanies on and a
unk
big
trait,
like a silk barbecue outfit.
I'm in Unk mode. If this is Unk mode, then I'm in fucking Unk mode.
Yeah, you're in big time Unk mode.
Big Unk.
No.
Where is this kid's mother?
Yo.
Jake, you think yours is higher? Type shit, we outside. God, God, boom, bitch.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Type shit.
Well, this
I love you guys, motherfucker. I love you guys.
Right. Well, that's done. Great. Holy smokes.
Wow, man.
Yes.
Dude, that kid's a star in the making, man.
Oh, my God. Did you imagine going back to school after that?
It's like a young River Phoenix.
Nah.
Yeah.
If we were sitting in this room and he did that, we'd all be clowning on him together.
No, I'd be throwing up signs to him.
Yeah,
I'd be throwing up my
this
own
is like
nah, you'd be throwing up beans,
this
bro. You'd be that kid in the video.
Classic green camera video of like the three kids outside, like, Miss Wilson!
This kid just
brought it
guys.
On the show. It was the three kids outside. They're like yelling at the Ring camera, just being little kids. Like, forget, are you home?
I don't remember this.
If you needed another palate cleanser like the puke one, I thought of another short video. Yeah, if we're moving to something else.
Speaking of the fans, by the way, I do want to give a shout out to Brandon. There was a young man named Brandon, guys, who has been lining up since 6 a.m. to be the first person to enter. So wherever you are, Brandon, who I saw earlier today, well done to you. 6 a.m. this
Why?
Young man
what?
Was standing
at
the
doing?
Front of the door to get in here first.
This
All right, let's go back
awful.
To the fans.
This guy's terrible.
Ariel Hawani. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Tess. I'm from Manhattan, and my question is for Katie. What advice do you have for women that want to learn how to box?
Oh, shut up. No one cares. This lady's worse. She's worse than Young Bang Bang. We out here.
Yeah, she pisses me off.
Yeah, no, this lady really this is performative bullshit. You want to talk about performative?
You guys are Unk now.
No, this is, because this is performative. Yeah, what about ladies in boxing?
Yeah,
no
Uncle
one cares.
Based, Uncle yeah. Bass fought in the war.
She's there for herself.
No,
she's
she
asking ain't. Her question. You that kid it. Was just trying to get attention.
She's trying to get a clip pulled about strong women
exactly
in boxing.
She's trying to get a trap Mike Tyson a me too. You know who else was Unk? Sergeant Fury and his Howling Commandos. I'm Dugan and you're the red skull.
I'm Baron Zemo.
You're the Crimson Dynamo.
I'm Baron Zemo. I'm a fucking computer. I'm thinking on levels you can't even comprehend.
Oh, I have all these cards in the Marvel superhero game from 96 as well. These all that's
just
how
go
I do
for
a lot
it.
Who Dormammu was as an 8-year-old.
Seems like the hardest steps sometimes it's just the first step into a boxing gym.
Is chick retarded?
It can be intimidating to step inside the boxing gym.
Yeah, it's probably like where's Jacob Burrows from?
Yeah. Dublin.
So the first step is always the hardest. So just go over it and
she's Irish.
Don't let anybody outwork you in the gym.
Very Irish, I think.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amazing.
I don't know, but what's her endurance at? She's like already out of breath answering a question. Jesus, she's going to get fucking rocked by Serrano over here.
She's going to lose her belt.
Serrano looks jacked, too. I think Serrano might fuck her up.
Oh, but this is Taylor Irish. Versus Serrano, too. So Taylor must have beat Serrano already?
Oh, man.
Or maybe Taylor got the belt.
Maybe it's a salty run back. Maybe she lost, and now she's trying to get it back.
Well, Taylor got the belt, they say?
Taylor's got the belt in front of her on the table.
Oh, word. Boxing, I never know because they have like seven belts.
Yeah. They have all these worthless belts.
Yeah. All of them.
And on the mic flag there. Like, this is Netflix. You guys realize Netflix is going to be airing this live. No pay per view required.
That's Drake's son. Bad
I know it sounds like I'm shilling here, but it's kind of insane.
Up.
I mean, it's really a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah,
all right,
Ariel
go ahead.
Sucks.
Hi, my name is Maddie. I just wanted to ask you, Amanda, what was your mindset?
Irish as hell, dude.
What's your mindset going into the second fight around with Katie Taylor?
Or it's, I don't know what that accent is.
To go out there and give it all. I got training. It's a little different. I'm training smarter, not harder. And I'm going out there being vintage Amanda Serrano.
A couple of lady retards
going
ready to fly
every second, every minute of every single round if it has to go 10 rounds.
They've been sitting there so long not talking, they forgot how.
Great job.
1, 2, 3, who are you going for? Taylor.
I'm going Serrano.
No way.
Yeah.
A couple more fan questions. So far, so good.
Hey, my name is Chris Payne.
Okay, from the already saw Tom and Jerry guy.
Yeah, well, this fucking sucks. This game.
We made it.
This whole fight. I guess I will watch the fight, though. Yeah, fight night.
I'll watch it. Fight night.
We could be those July cool 20th. Guys. We could post on Twitter after the girl fight is over. It's like, well, time to watch SNL or something. The fight's over. The one of those type guys.
Yeah. Well, now that the fight I care about is done.
Oh, just watch the fight of the century. Yeah. Now I guess there's some Tyson sports ball moment.
That's like when, the halftime show's over. Apparently a football game's happening now.
Yeah. What? Ooh. Oh, the ladies' battle royal's over. I guess I'm going to go goon in my cave. All night, baby.
Damn, Donkey Dunk 127 in the chat.
Donkey Dunk.
Not our chat, in the Netflix chat.
Oh, Donkey Dunk. And he's all like,
he's just Jim, got his like, eye emojis, yeah, because he's like, oh, Tom and Jerry hoodie.
I got a cops. Oh, that guy got a New York Yankees hat with a bunch of flowers all over it. Fresh. Hello, Fresh. Ooh, he's got a white boy that's with him just to hype him up, I think. Or is that the guy running the panel?
It's a guy. It's a Mike guy.
Yeah, that's like Mike guy. He's just been standing there the whole time.
Doing a bad job.
Let's see. I didn't watch this news stories. I don't know all the details, but close this. This cop thought a Lyft driver was trying to traffic him, so he shot him.
Whoa.
Or this, or former cop, or
a cop shot a guy for no reason.
But like, what did he call a Lyft? But then he got surprised. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like,
did
what,
he drag him into his Lyft?
Get the fuck in.
Like, what happened during the Lyft? Where he was like, oh, no, this is what I've been hearing about on social media.
Well, you know how people, like, try to, like, decorate their lifts now? So maybe this guy had, like, LEDs in there, and this guy's hyper straight.
Oh,
so he's like, I just got a gay traffic me, and just shot him.
It does say in the headline, yeah, kidnap him and recruit him into a gay fraternity.
He's too straight. He's, like, terrified straight.
This guy's so based, though. He's, like, too based.
Yeah, I'm not playing none of those gay jokes.
He's got brain rot.
No, that's only from the woke mind virus that you get brain rot.
Well,
he's
got one of those giant. You can be too based, though.
Yeah, but that's where you get the giant brain that turns into like an elephant and you ride on it.
No, I just mean where it's like you're too online, I guess. Like sometimes you start to think every little thing you read online is happening outside just in day to day. And you forget that you're not like watching your YouTube video or whatever the fuck about the gay fraternity that's trying to get
you. Yeah, he's listening to War Mode right before he got in the Prius.
Kobe Miner told Union City police that he shot and killed 35-year-old Reggie Folks because he thought Folks was a member of a gay fraternity and was trying to recruit him and kidnap him. But Folks' friends call those claims complete nonsense.
Wait, is that Folks, though?
Yeah, Reggie Loco? Reggio Loco?
I mean, I guess he a super gay man? Or he kind of looks like a rapper.
Yeah, he's an indie wrestler.
Yeah, Reggie Rage?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I was in a tag team with that guy once.
Did he try to recruit you into his gay stable?
Yeah.
Who was driving
he is
with
a professional
so
wrestler.
Oh, wait. What, hold
he
on.
He literally
on.
Said that.
But what he said, was he driving with him or what?
He's driving Lyft just to.
Oh, all right.
But Folks' friends call those claims complete nonsense. In fact, they told us that he was a professional wrestler who was drawn.
Well, I love that's not defense, by the way. Well, he couldn't be in a gay fraternity. Yeah. He's a professional wrestler.
Maybe he's literally his gimmick is one of those gay gimmicks, and he was telling the guy, "Yeah, I'm in this gay stable, and like we, you know,
well,
we
not even
kids.
That. Well, maybe all he said was, "I'm a professional wrestler," and the guy was like, "Homo! Oh my god! Pause!
Pow! 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 Pow!
Whoa! Pause! By the way,
pow! 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 Pow!
Be hugging up other." Man all the time.
Maybe an acorn fell on the hood.
Lyft so he could earn some extra money. So
he was such a genuinely good dude. He just didn't deserve to go out this
What's way. This guy's wrestling name, you think? His friend, Reggie.
Skiz Nasty.
Well, he's one of those guys that just uses Reggie. The right, like, I'm Tom Nichols.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Oh, yeah,
Tommy
he's
Nichols.
A deathmatch wrestler that does 450s.
Tommy Nichols, the backyard champion.
Like, one of those guys that's like, not tall, but he's kind of like built like a little cannonball.
Yeah, I could see that.
What's his favorite football team, though?
He just didn't deserve to go out this way. It's a ball energy. He lit up the room.
All right, hold on. What's Tommy? Oh, wait.
Every time.
Tommy Ballister?
He's ballistic something.
Do you think he's using his real last name there, Ballister? You think he's using that in his gimmick?
Yes.
I think it's gay Thomas Ballister. I can see from the gay fraternity.
Yeah, it's like ballin' Ballister. Yeah,
balls Ballister.
He came in. Just an awesome person, man. Just starting to break out.
Minor's arrest for murder comes nearly.
He looks like
gay
Yakub
in that picture. Big ass Yakubian.
If he's that concerned, he probably is. I mean, I know that's like an old cliche.
Yeah.
But it does feel like it's because you are gay, so you feel like everyone is like knows that you're gay or something.
Well, did they tell him to turn his face a little like a girl taking an Instagram? He's like.
I think they were just like, man, your head is weird.
Damn, you Yakub.
You got a Yakubian head, eh? Ever hear that?
You know what? Let me give you a little side profile. Like look at that little Yakub ass.
Damn, bro, did you make white
it's
people?
It's a white guy talking to
him. Oh, yeah, of course it is. A southern white guy.
Yeah, my favorite. It's like a Paul Wall style guy. Damn.
It's that little kid from the press conference. Let me look at that little Yakub in the ass.
Gak, 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 gak. 5 months after Milton police arrested him on drug charges. This is a copy of his mugshot from Christmas Eve 2023.
Oh, so he was fired for being a druggie? Is that what they just said? It's like that's why he's a former Atlanta police officer?
I mean, when you got a Christmas Eve mugshot, you're probably a druggie.
Milton police arrested him on drug charges. This is a copy of his mugshot from Christmas Eve 2023.
Aww. Damn, Merry Christmas
holidays.
To me.
Happy holidays.
Santa came early this year with some snow for me.
Maybe he thought the Reggie Rage was the Grinch. He's like, oh, no, not again.
Yeah, the blue Grinch.
Oh, he's back.
It's the blue. It's black Grinch.
He's trying to steal the holiday. Pow, 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 pow.
According to an incident report, Milton police responded to a single vehicle crash where they found Minor conscious and breathing but confused about where he was.
Jesus, so he did it while he was driving?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, he shot him at, oh wow.
He just shot him in the back of the head and then
take the wheel.
Yeah, and then let the car crash.
Officers also reported that when he stepped out of his wrecked car, he stumbled a few times and struggled to maintain his balance.
Yelled he wasn't gay.
I ain't gay. He held on the A for a real long time.
Turned it into like almost like a singing note.
I ain't gay.
In this astonishing report, after the car crash, he was woozy.
Searched his vehicle, police discovered 20 Xanax pills that were not in the original container.
There we go. Oh, okay.
So this is the original arrest or after he shot him?
No, this is after he shot him. So he's all on Xanny bars, taking a lift somewhere.
Doesn't count then.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
He thought
he
was in a lucid dream.
Yeah, this guy's like fucking, it's like Metal Gear Solid. He's on Xanny bar.
Yeah, that was Xanny Joe. That wasn't me. Alfred Minor or whatever the fuck my name is. That was Xanny Joe.
The by equivalent of this was tweeting at my ex's sister about how good her sister pussy.
Oh my god.
One of the worst things. So you could see I could shoot someone in the head.
Yeah, it's easy to get there on accident.
But my Twitter was my gun, my words, my bullets.
Whoa, you're like Drake.
Yeah, I'm like My Chemical Romance.
Police charged Minor with possession of a controlled substance and added that they believed he was impaired at the time of the crash.
Yeah, someone behind me? What is this fucking reporter doing?
I'm on the roof.
So also in that report, they say that when Minor got out of that vehicle from that crash, another citation fell out. The officer apparently asked him where that came from. And that's when Minor told him, according to that report, that he had just been in another accident less than an hour before that. Now, of course, he was placed on unpaid administrative leave until he.
So wait, did he crash his car, have to call a Lyft? And then murdered the
then
Lyft
murdered
driver.
The guy, yeah.
Oh, what? This is another. Like, we're finding the past few weeks, we're finding the craziest people.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if
also, real quick from the chat, they're saying we do have a song to describe how gay this guy looks.
Oh, yeah. I think we do have one.
I forgot about
this one.
We need that pouting picture.
Wait, no, not that one.
That's the other gay sounder.
Gay, 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 gay.
That nigga gay.
Imagine,
gay, 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 gay.
Imagine running for office and your opponent's like, oh, here's 6 seconds from an episode that was like 2 years ago. And it's that song playing and us going like...
Well, yeah, there's 50 people in the chat right now. So yeah, that's not us doing the song, by the way.
Oh yeah, that's not our song.
If you're new, we just like it a lot. The gay is us. Gay.
Where's my other one? I thought I had a different one.
My dick is gay. My dick's gay.
Maybe I took it off.
My dick's gay.
Oh.
Gay! Shout out to all my gay niggas.
We do have two gay N-words, huh?
Three, yeah.
Shout out to all my gay niggas.
I'm retarded.
Submitted his resignation yesterday. We'll stay on top.
Oh, so he just... All right. He's like, you can't fire me. I quit.
He's like sitting there all pilled out. He's like, I'm going to get ahead of this. I'm going to get out front of this.
You know what's funny, real quick, because he played the retarded clip. But now that retarded is so bad, you just go to open mics and people are doing regular, like, hack bad comedy, and then they'll also say retarded. It's like, okay.
Are people doing do-do-do or anything like that?
No, I'm doing it. I bring it back hitting your chest.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, really? Whoa.
Yeah.
Are people doing the voice yet?
I mean, just
which
me.
Which one, Jim? Yeah.
You know the voice.
I'm at a loss. I need you to...
Hey, yo, Cube.
I'm proud of you, Jim.
Up in this case for now, we are live outside the Fulton County Jail. Michael Seiden, Channel 2 Action News.
Yeah. Anyways, that's wild.
Oh, they're they're also saying, my Ben Gay, my Ben Gay.
Oh, good call.
My
Ben Gay. Ben Gay?
I've heard of shooting on a wrestler, but... This is ridiculous.
Oh, get him. What was this wrestler's name? Reggie Rage?
Reggio Loco.
Yeah, I wonder if he's got any clips.
She comes out to the gay mafia's entrance. I'm in the gay fraternity. I was about to play the clip. Oh, no. Instagram on a computer, impossible. Why do they make it so shitty on a computer?
It's like a nightmare.
Well, I just say Instagram always just makes you log in just to look at something. It's annoying. It was 4 hours ago.
He's alive.
Is this him at a wedding?
Oh, it said, was he at? He said he was coming to Vegas for a wrestling gig 2 weeks ago. Was he at your show?
Oh, what?
Is this your fault? He's listening to Chief Keef, though. I like that.
Huh.
2 weeks
coming
ago.
To Vegas for
2 weeks ago.
Gig and for a vacation.
I'll ask.
Did Mike kill him? Mike kill him.
I wonder if he was gonna come to Love Off.
Oh wait, it's Let It Rock. I just want rock. He looks gay.
So I want to see him in the ring. I want to see his ring work.
Justice for Reggie. A memorial service will be held. Keep his family, friends, loved ones.
I'd be so crazy. Mad. If I die and someone uses the worst picture of me, I don't want that.
Reggie Rage was facing John Alistair at the Barbecue and Brawl April 19th.
Okay.
I mean, Reggie's in great shape.
Justice for Reggie sucks too, because there's just no justice for it.
John Alistair and Reggie Rage went at it face to face in a competitive match.
Oof. Those ropes are real loose.
Yeah, those are real loose ropes. He's doing
diving.
But that's off a low ring.
Pussy.
I mean, it's easy to do rope dives on a low ring. Nah, this guy's doing fucking like full swantons over the rope.
But maybe things got a little too competitive when John Alistair tried to use a chain on Reggie Rage. Alistair got a taste of his own medicine.
I like this guy doing
as
that.
They say, turnabout is fair play. As Reggie Rage picks up
five.
The victory.
He counted five?
But the referee did not feel the same way. As he flipped the decision,
that's the green
awarding
that's the
John
green
Alistair
sure.
the victory at Genesis. But Rage was not having this injustice. Not allowing John Alistair to celebrate for one solitary second longer. John Alistair
hit him
down
with the fuck you bomb.
And this beef was not over. In the championship battle royal, John Alistair went flying out of the ring, eliminating himself, just
dumping
to
himself
take
on
another
his head.
Cheap shot.
Oh, that was a battle royal.
Reggie Rage. Alistair taking cheap shot after cheap shot. And eventually these two men brawling to the backstage area where several officials had to separate these two. Our commissioner, Memphis Mike, has laid down
Memphis
the law.
Mike.
John Alistair and Reggie Rage will face each other one more time. But this time, will be no disqualification, which means there will be no count out. There will be no rope break.
Thank God this guy's explaining to me what no DQ is.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately. Yeah, it does kind of suck, this poor guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was all right in the ring.
He just makes so little money that you have to go do gig work.
He ain't doing bad at all.
And then sometimes you do gig work, someone shoots you in the back of the head for no reason.
Yeah, sometimes you just happen to, you fucking win the Lyft lottery of picking up the murderer.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be like, you go pick up DoorDash and it's a bomb.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Hashtag Big Red Rage. Hashtag The Big Man Slayer.
SoundCloud.
CEO of Twitter. Oh, does he?
Wait, yeah, right there.
Oh, Reggie Loco. Let's see. You got some.
Oh, rapping? Yeah, of course, because he probably does like music for his own entrances.
Does he rap?
I don't know, Jim. Do you think he raps?
I'm in a gay fraternity, yo. Let's steal a little lift driver. I'll put the lift driver in the trunk.
I'm invincible.
I'm in the shower. I'm in the shower. I'm in the shower.
I was driving.
28 listens.
Yeah, it's from a few years ago. Maybe he's not rapping too much anymore.
Yeah.
Musa Mula.
Musa Mula. Muna Muna.
Cash running through my mind.
Oh. Ooh. Okay.
Ba-bum, ba-bum.
G Unit.
Jax.
Real gay shit.
Jay.
Who? We some hoes.
We as gay.
We some bitch ass. The Gay Empire. Yeah.
It's just all beat yaps.
Yeah, no, mixtape yaps are the best. My favorite. Oh, I guess the song did start. I thought it was the beat. It's like Lil Peep. I want to hear the one where he put Travis Scott. Oh, no, that he just forwarded that. Never mind.
Yeah, no.
Gucci Gang remix. Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. Reggie Gang, Reggie Gang, Reggie Gang.
Yeah, Reggio in peace, man.
Yeah, that's what the R. That's what the R stands for.
Reggio in peace. Woo!
Man, that really does suck, though.
Dumbass.
What a fucking, what a shit way to go.
I know.
I mean, yeah, Stax in the chat, he did pick up the night. He picked up the real night monster.
Yeah, he did. He for sure did.
I can't imagine. I would love to just know what the conversation was. That's why it's like when I get in an Uber or Lyft, I don't say shit. I don't want to talk to you.
Maybe that's what he started getting in his own head about. It's like, this guy hasn't said anything to me. He's in the game like mafia. I want all the drugs.
I feel like there had to have been just some dumb fucking like small talk and whatever he said. I mean, I guess the guy was zanned up, so I guess he could have gone either way.
Sup, bro? Bro! Pow, 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 pow.
Boyfriend.
Hey, you, I don't need your boyfriend. That's what's happening in his head in real life. He shot him.
Shit. Well, I guess that's a part one.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we diz it. let me see. What the fuck? What am I going to play? I guess I'll play some commercials.
Yeah,
play
something.
What am I playing?
Ooh, play something
here?
Dope.
Play some dope-ass shit.
Play some dope-ass shit, Jim.
Oh, damn. Red Letter Media is talking about Chucky on that new.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the new Chucky yet, for people wondering.
Is it the show or is there a movie?
The show.
Okay.
Because they were the new season like was in October and November, but like the writer's strike, so they only had like 6 episodes, but they kind of made it work as almost like a half season. And now they're picking back up for the back half.
Let's go.
And now it's just all about, is it going to get picked up for another season or not?
People seem like, there seems like there's a lot of heat behind it. Even if it's just like a vocal minority, it's hard to tell. But like, I hear people talk about it a lot and it's all positive.
Yeah. I wonder what the numbers are like. Like if people, if that translates or not.
I bet it's not very expensive and it's on what, USA? Sci-fi?
I think like both.
I bet you the cost per like, is this worth it for us to keep doing? It has to be a pretty low. It's got to be pretty low.
All right, we'll be back. I mean, it's the Streamathon. We're coming back for part two, podcasters. But if you're in the chat, get comfy because we got a long ways to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We'll be back.